Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at agrigold.com.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for the week. With our pre-opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Early calls for the direct cash hog markets today are mixed in the western corn belt, but weak to as much as a dollar per hundredweight lower in the eastern corn belt. Terminals called mostly steady to lower. Tops from $43 to $45.50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $43. In the eastern corn belt daily direct hog report for Friday, September 22nd, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 14,979 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $57.25 to $66. The weighted average $63.54, a loss of $1.27 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.50 to $51.17. The weighted average $48.42. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $14,807. The base price range was $55 to $65.50. The weighted average $62.98, a loss of $1.58 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.25 to $51.24, and the weighted average was $47.67.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And Mike, I imagine the combines are rolling across the Corn Belt today.
Well, Dave, I'm sure there are a lot of those out in the field just thankful that the rains did not come across the area as forecast last week. But there are some areas to the south that the combines will not be out and will not be out for some time. We had torrential rainfall from southeastern Missouri through Kentucky in some areas immediately north of the Ohio River during the weekend. Flooding resulted when an inch to 7 inches of rain reported. The worst conditions from southeastern Missouri to far northern Arkansas were 7 inches to more than 16 inches of rain resulted in serious flooding and some crop damage. Across Illinois and Indiana, there were some pockets of heavy rain, but a good portion of the area escaped that storm system that rolled through very rapidly on Friday without a lot of rain. And then there was a forecast for follow-up rains on Saturday to bring some heavy rain across central sections. Did not materialize. Southern sections, yeah, they picked up more rain yesterday. So as we did talk about last week, areas along the Ohio River were hit pretty hard with the heavy rainfall. And now it's just a matter of letting the waters go down and see what crop damage did occur in those areas. Another concern for the weather for the Midwest is the next round of cold, which will push into the area. On Friday morning, from northern Missouri, central Illinois to the eastern Dakotas, frosts and freezes are expected. Minnesota, western Michigan, well, they've already closed their growing season, so it won't be a big concern there, but there will be frost across areas as far south as southern Missouri and southern Illinois, with hard freezes impacting the upper Mississippi River Basin, across Minnesota, northern Iowa, Wisconsin, and even in through the western or the eastern Dakotas. Across areas to our south in the U.S. Delta and the southeast, torrential rain affected, again, the northernmost counties in northeastern Arkansas, southeasternmost Missouri during the weekend. The rain did bring some areas that, again, will not be in the field for a good portion of the week, but the only rainfall expected to come from this week will be scattered showers that will not produce enough rainfall to seriously set back any harvest progress after they do get back into the fields. As far as South America, Argentina, no significant rainfall in the major grain or oilseed producing areas during the Friday through Sunday morning period. Little or no rain expected today. There were a few showers in eastern Buenos Aires. Lows were cool enough for frost and freezes in Buenos Aires with an extreme low of 26 degrees in the wheat country. Changes of the forecast have made today. The delay onset a little bit better than the rainfall by 2 days. As far as Brazil, a succession of weak weather disturbances will move through the area frequently through southern Brazil during the latter portion of this week and then through all of next week. Some of these disturbances will hold together long enough to reach northern crop areas, but there will definitely be a diminishing trend in rain intensity once these systems move north past Sao Paulo. Rainfall during the next 10 days, beginning Thursday of this week, is liable to be above average in the south and near to below average in the north. Recapping the U.S. weather and the trends expected in the west, warm, dry weather favors the autumn field work, including in the northwestern winter wheat planting areas. More rain is needed for winter grain establishment in parts of Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. Across the plains, warm, dry weather promoting the summer crop harvest and winter wheat planting. Although subsoil moisture shortages remain a concern in many areas, recent rains have significantly boosted the topsoil moisture for the winter wheat establishment. Mild dry weather across the Corn Belt will favor the summer crop maturation and harvest, except in the fields still wet from the recent rainfalls. Again, southern Missouri to southern Ohio is particularly wet. And in the south, a few showers linger in the southeastern Atlantic states, but cooler, drier weather overspreading the remainder of the region. Tennessee and lower Ohio Valley locations continue to experience lowland flooding in the wake of the recent downpours. As much as 4 to 8 inches rained in some areas there. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat open at 480 and a quarter, down a quarter last trade, down a half. March, 480 and a quarter, down 9 and a quarter, although we have to wonder if that number is reported accurately. Last change, down 1 and a half. December wheat at the Board of Trade, open at 418, down 1. Last trade down 2 and a quarter. March, 435 and a half, down 3 quarters. Last trade down 2. July, 448, unchanged. Last trade down 1 and 3 quarters. December corn open at 253 and a half, down 1 and 3 quarters. Last trade down 1 and a half. March, 267 and 3 quarters, down 3 quarters. Last trade down 1. May, 274, down 1 and 3 quarters. Last trade down 1. July, 281 and 3 quarters, down 1 and a half. Last trade down a quarter. September, 285 and a half, down 2. Last trade unchanged. Red line December, 293 and a half, down 2. Last trade down 1. March, 299, down 3 and a quarter. Last trade down 3 and 3 quarters. November beans opened at 549, down a quarter. Last trade down 2 and a half. January, 561 and a half, down 3 quarters. Last trade down 3 and a quarter. March, 572 and 3 quarters, down 3 quarters. Last trade down 1 and a half. May, 580, down 3. Last trade down 3. July, 591, down 1 and 3 quarters. Last trade down 2 and a quarter. October soybean meal opened at 165.20, unchanged. Last trade down 90. December, 165.10, down 20. Last trade down 70. October soybean oil opened at 23.98, up 11. Last trade down 17. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing in Lexington, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Thanks for filling in for Brian Maple this morning. Much appreciated.
No problem.
We're going to start the week with a softer tone after last week's technical run-ups.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to start out lower here. It's kind of an interesting week, Dave, with end of the month, end of the quarter. We've got the stocks report out on Friday. And it looks like, at least listening to Mike there, that we're going to have probably the first good, strong week of harvest in a lot of areas.
So what does that imply for corn, which ran up above 250 last week?
Well, I think it really boils down to two things here on the corn. One is the weather. If we have open weather and some good harvest activity, I think that puts a little bit of pressure on prices. But then also the funds. I mean, the funds came in there and really bought some large amounts, up to 30,000 contracts on Thursday. So if they want to continue to come in and buy, that could offset that pressure from the weather probably pretty easy.
Your call this morning on the corn?
I'd say corn down 1 to 2 to start with, wheat down a couple, and soybeans 1 to 3 lower.
Let's go back to the soybeans, the last thing you mentioned, and ask you, whether or not you're in the camp that thinks that soybeans will eventually grind their way down toward $5.
I think you hit the nail on the head there, Dave. I think it's just kind of a grinding lower market. $5, I'm not sure about. Five and a quarter, I think, sure, within being reasonable. I think it's going to be kind of a slow grind lower, though choppy. We're going to see weeks like last week where we were up 8 cents one day and down 8 cents the next.
So what does that imply for producers hoping for a soybean LDP, of which there was only one last week in Minnesota, and certainly corn LDPs, which there aren't any, it appears?
On the corn LDP, I think that we're far enough away from that right now that it doesn't look likely in the short term here. Now, as we move into late harvest, I guess we've kind of changed our feeling that the harvest lows probably will come later in the season now rather than earlier, since we've pushed this thing back 10 days to 2 weeks on the corn harvest. And we're going to see some bean harvest get started here. So I think the corn in the short term is probably unlikely. I think we could still see an LDP at some point during the season. The soybeans, though, I think once you see the bulk of the bean harvest, which any more typically comes the first week or so of October because we've got a little bit later beans planted, I think, you know, you move in that a week from this Friday, I think you could be looking at a pretty decent LDP at that point.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you.
Bill Mayer, Roach Ag Marketing. You're listening to WILL Urbana.